listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we've got a few simple ways to make your life easier during annual enrollment. ASG Episode 80, 5 Must-Haves for Every Agent This AEP, written by Blaine Waterloo. Preparing for Medicare's annual enrollment period, also referred to as AEP, can be an overwhelming and chaotic time. It helps to know exactly what you need to be efficient and effective during your biggest sales season. Of course, you want tools that can do it all and keep you organized. You may even have your plan of attack figured out, but before you get too far, make sure your bases are covered with these necessary elements for a successful AEP. Make it mobile. When it comes to today's internet, there are few things more important than ease of access at any time and any place. Keeping your site mobile friendly is important for a senior generation that's increasingly tech savvy, or at least supported by children who are. When searching for your contact information or details about the plans available via tablet, phone, or laptop, it shouldn't become unreadable or tough to navigate. A user-friendly experience is a more profitable experience and puts your clients at ease. Paperless is productive. It's become simply too time-consuming to keep hard copy files of everything. With paper only, you're just begging for mistakes, including potential HIPAA violations and missed opportunities, which can quickly become overwhelming. We recommend using an online customer relationship manager, or CRM, to track all of your pertinent client data. This way, you can save time and frustration by keeping all documents on a computer where they can be easily accessed at any time with just a few clicks. Optimize with automatic enrollment. Keep it simple. Today's agent needs to be compliant, organized, and efficient in helping their clients. So why shouldn't you do all of that in one place? Make your site the one-stop shop where clients can not only see the plans available in their area, but also enroll right then and there. No messing with postage, no waiting. This allows you to spend more time on your business and your life and allows clients to get the coverage they need as efficiently as possible. Stay in the lead. You've done plenty of marketing through Medicare's off-season, but lead generation doesn't really ever stop. As the enrollment period draws near, you need a way to appeal to consumers and direct them to contact you. By simply filling out a form on your site, beneficiaries can show their interest whenever they want. That way, both you and your potential clients can spend more time on the things that matter. Because during AEP, your time is better spent helping your clients rather than courting new ones. Compliance is key, and it can be super simple. By putting a contact button on your site, clients can click it to complete a form with their information, giving you the compliant permission you need to contact that prospect. With the right site, a compliant ESOA, short for Electronic Scope of Appointment, it's automatically created upon the client's completion of the form, saving you time. And if you're looking for the full package that does all of those things, MediCareful streamlines the way that you sell Medicare. It helps you quote faster, generate leads around the clock, stay CMS compliant, and so much more. By getting your own MediCareful site, you're setting your business up for a successful AEP. Find out how to get your own site by visiting our show notes. We will have the link to our MediCareful site, along with the links to some other ASG articles you might find useful as you're preparing for AEP. I would definitely recommend checking out the article on the changes to this year's Medicare marketing guidelines, now called the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines. We've got our quick take on the changes, and we will have another article coming that dives deeper into those changes, so be on the lookout for that as well. That's all for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today and don't want to miss out on any of our new episodes, you can stay up to date by subscribing to our feed. Some apps call it following. Either way, you don't have to pay a thing as a subscriber. Simply hit the subscribe button or the follow button, and our episodes will automatically be downloaded to your device per the settings of the app you use to listen to our podcast. You can listen in the app from our hosting company, Podbean. You can listen in iTunes on the Apple Podcasts app, on Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Breaker, now Google Podcasts, whatever your podcast app of choice happens to be. When you subscribe, you get our newest content as soon as we hit publish, and new episodes are released on Tuesdays and Thursdays each week, with the occasional exception for a holiday or a special episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. Thank you for your support, and we will see you next episode.